Excuse me. Hi. Over here. Yes. Hello. Hi. I'm Sasha. It's nice to meet you. You're rather new here, right? Just started working in accounting last week? Still trying to learn the layout of the place, I see. No, don't worry. I'm sorry. My coworkers over there just noticed you were wandering around the break room looking all lost and confused. Do you need help? Oh, is that the copy of the invoices for this month? Oh, just hand it over to Margaret. Yeah, easy done. You do know Margaret, right? She's the lady over there? No, that's Nicole. Margaret is the one to the right. Not Sarah, the other right. Never mind. Just leave them with me. I'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go. How are you finding the place? New jobs can be stressful, but also really exciting. Feel free to come to me whenever you need some help. Well, you seem busy, still trying to learn names and all. I'm Sasha, by the way. Oh gosh, I already introduced myself. Silly me. Well, now you have a better chance of remembering my name. It was nice finally meeting you. My cubicle is over there if you ever need me. Just down from yours. Hey, wait. Actually, before you go, do you want coffee? Best in the office right here. Here you go. We haven't really had time to get to know you. I know the manager threw you in here and made you give that little brief introduction speech, but that's nothing compared to getting to know your fellow coworkers in the break room with coffee. So, where are you from? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've lived in this city my entire life. Kinda always knew I'd end up working in one of these offices one day. Not that I mind. I'm a fast typer, the building has a decent air conditioner, and the coffee's not too bad. Say, since you're already here, I was kinda hoping for a favor. Only if you're not too busy, of course. Gosh, you probably have a ton of work to do. I'm sorry. I should ask you another time, when you're not so busy. Don't worry. Really? You have time now? Well, okay. If it's not too bothersome for you, could you please fuck my face? Usually if I get a craving, I would just use one of my toys. I don't usually like to bother coworkers like this, but I've had you, specifically, on my mind for the last couple of days now, and I'm really curious as to what your cock tastes like. Yes. Why do you look so... Oh no. I'm so sorry. You were just being polite. You don't have time for a quick face fuck. I should have known. Silly me. I'm sorry for taking up your time. Just let me know when you have some free time. I'd really love to. I'm sorry? What? I think we're misunderstanding each other. Sorry. I talk rather fast when I'm nervous, and I just hate having to ask people for help. It just makes me feel so... I just hate feeling like I'm bothering people, you know? Sorry. I'll ask again, properly this time. If you have the time, would you please shove your cock down my throat? I've been meaning to ask you ever since you started working here. You look like you have a really nice cock, and I've just had it stuck in my head. Well, the image of your cock. In my mouth, specifically. I haven't actually seen it yet. Your cock. But I have this mental image of it in my head. Just the idea of me choking on your dick. Your strong hands pulling the back of my head tight. As you just unload down my throat. Really forcing me to swallow all of your creamy seed. Or painting my face with it. I really don't mind either way. So, if it's not too much trouble, could you please allow me to get on my knees while you run your hands through my hair? Grabbing a nice handful as you jam your cock down my throat? I won't take too much of your time. You can just stand there. Drink your coffee if you want. And you only really need one hand to push my throat over your cock. Although, two hands would be greatly appreciated. You will? Great. I was really worried that I was going to be a bother. But it seems like you're getting ready. That growing bulge in your pants. Feels like I was right about you. So, if it's not too much trouble, would you mind if I just kneel right here in front of you? Let's get started. Yeah, of course, right here. Why? What's wrong with the break room? Also, why are you whispering? Oh, we won't get in anyone's way. It's a large break room. The others are all the way over there. Hey, Margaret. I'll be with you in 5, maybe 15 minutes. See? Don't worry about that. If you prefer to sit down, we could go back to your cubicle. No? Here's better? All right, then. I'll handle this belt of yours. And don't try to hold back on my account. Just slam your dick in my face and come as quickly as you want. You'll be able to go about your day in no time. I promise. It'll be quick. Wow. I was right. You do have a wonderful cock. Even Margaret looks shocked. Don't cover yourself back up. You should be proud of this dick. You never really know with these things. Some guys I know like to talk a big game and end up being very average. But I like to think that I have a nose for this kind of thing. I'm like a bloodhound, but for great dicks. A cockhound, if you will. Every other cock in this office is average, or worse. I mean, I don't know for sure, but something tells me you're what I've been looking for. Oh, but it's not just about the size. Although I do have a very nice handful growing here. But you also have a great shape, well groomed. It feels great in my hand. And on my face. And that's not even mentioning your balls. Even just lightly fondling them in my hand makes me feel relaxed. Oh, listen to me prattle on like this. I promise that this will be quick, and yet I keep talking your ear off. Anyway, go ahead. You can just grab my head and slide your cock down my throat. My gag reflex is pretty weak, so don't worry about hurting me or anything. Here, I'll position myself for you. Go right ahead. Just grip my head. Or wrap my hair around your fingers like that. And just push my head in and thrust your hips forward. Preferably both. Yeah, like that. Don't worry about me. I know how to relax my jaw. See? Really pull me in. Don't be afraid to choke me. I could take it. In fact, don't think of me at all, if that helps. Use my throat the same way you might jerk yourself off. Just pump and pump and pump faster and harder, as hard as you need. A little rougher might actually be better. Like, really slam my head down, you know? Like that. Just keep doing. Why'd you stop? You're nervous. I didn't take you for the shy type. There are a few more eyes on you. Yeah, Sarah looks a little bewildered. Did you say something to offend her? No? Maybe everyone else was hoping to meet the new guy. It's okay. I'll introduce you to Sarah and Nicole after this. For now, though. I really cannot thank you enough for this. You have no idea how long I've been thinking about doing this. It's like I just saw you the other week. And something in my throat just itched, needing to be. Needing to be filled with a nice hard dick. Although, not just my throat. Excuse me for being a little greedy over here. But if your balls are nearly half as delicious as they look, then I just have to get a taste. Oh, sorry. I know I only asked for a face fuck, but this is all right, right? Thank you. Look at that. My saliva has already made it down here. I do apologize for how messy I can get. Allow me to clean you up. There's something about seeing a nice ball sack that's been absolutely coated in my spit that makes me want to taste them. Maybe it's the way they shine with the wetness. Or that ingrained desire we all have to lap up all the drool that's falling off of it. But in doing so, you make more drool, which means more licking and sucking. It's like some kind of never-ending game. To clean your nutsack with my tongue, when it's my tongue that's making all the mess. What do you think, Nicole? Nicole? Sorry. She's usually more talkative than this. Weird. Where was I? Oh, right. I could do this all day, but I promised that this would be quick. And I really want you to come. This has already gone on for far longer than I thought it would. And for that, I apologize. So please, put your hands on the back of my neck. Interlock your fingers. I want you to fuck my throat as hard and as rough as you can. No hesitation, no holding back. Just keep jamming your cock down there until you're ready to burst. I want to feel your ball smacking into my chin. Make me choke on your... My face. Would you please come on my face? Oh, yes. Just cover me all over my face. Anywhere, everywhere. Just explode all over my face. It's so warm and sticky. There's so much. Oh, it's dripping back into my mouth. Thank you again. I knew you were the right person to ask for this. I'm glad there's someone in my office that can fill my throat just right. Would it be possible if we could do this again in the future? Thank you. And sorry for taking up more time than expected. Now, run along. I've kept you for far too long. I hope I don't get you in any trouble with the managers. Don't worry about the invoices, I'll take care of them. Margaret? Oh, there you are. Here are those invoices you needed to file. What's wrong? A towel? Oh, no thanks. I only just got cum on my face. Why would I wipe it off so soon? Although, it is dripping down in some places. Don't worry, I got it. See? All good.